I fill up some repeat. Actually, these are okay. Today's date is 04/11/2025. Dictation is from Maria Serrano. Serrano spells S-E-R-R-A-N-O. Date of birth is 06/09/1972. Maria spells M-A-R-I-A. 52-year-old female here for a routine follow-up period. Next paragraph, Ms. Marino has a history of morbid obesity, hypertension, diabetes type 2. Is there for follow-up for these conditions on medication refill? She states that since the last visit, she has had no need to seek medical, psychological, surgical, or emergency care. Now, she, however, reports increased joint pains. She states that she works as housekeeping and is on her feet for long periods and notices her knees and back are very painful during these activities. She also indicated that her lower extremities swelled and sometimes they're painful in the calf period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes period. Next paragraph, review systems. Patient report abdominal discomfort on occasions. She reports a suprapubic discomfort, occasional frequent urination, and pain with urination. Next paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented, obese young lady. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure is 150/92. Pulse 107. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.1. Period. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion and rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period is mild. Bruit on the left. Next paragraph, respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph, cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph, abdomen. Distended secondary to obesity. She has a mild discomfort with palpation diffusely and the supraclavicular region. No peritoneal sign. No rebound. No guarding. She has normal bowel sounds. Period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or bullae, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, bilateral lower to 1+/2+ pitting edema. Calf is tender. Bilateral knee joints are diffusely tender. No effusion present. Knee joints are stable. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert, oriented, 93, cranial nerves, 210, is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is diabetes type 2. Number two is morbid obesity. Number three is hypertension. Number four is vitamin D deficiency. Number five, medication refill. Number six, carotid stenosis. Next paragraph. We did an ultrasound to assess patients' abdomen organ systems because of this distended abdomen. These studies were remarkable. A study of her neck reveals mild narrowing of her right carotid artery. I will monitor because the stenosis is very mild at the moment. And we'll monitor and repeat studies in about 6 months or so. Next paragraph. Studies of her lower extremity reveals no DVT or stenosis period. Patient's medications were refilled as follows. Irbesartan 300 milligrams, 1 pill daily for 9 days. Number 90, next medication, vitamin D3, 50,000 units, 1 pill weekly for 9 days. Number 12, next medication, metformin 500 milligrams, 1 pill BID for 90 days. Number 180. Next medication, I will start Ozempic as patient is not getting good results with metformin. Ozempic 2/3 mils. She was started at 0.5 milligrams sub-Q daily, correction, weekly for 90 days. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.